The blond-haired man stared down at the open-mouthed corpse for a second longer. Then he looked up at the ring of curious bystanders, drawn by the commotion.
"Something's wrong with him," he told them. "I think he's had some sort of fit."
"Maybe he cracked his head too hard when he fell. Someone should call a doctor,"
a stylishly dressed young woman suggested. The blond man nodded quickly.
"Yes, you're right."
Carefully, he stripped off one of his thick gloves and pulled a cell phone out of the pocket of his overcoat.
"I'll punch in the emergency number."
Within 2 minutes, a red and white ambulance pulled up to the curb and stopped. Two burly paramedics jumped out of the back, carrying a portable stretcher, followed by a weary-looking young man in a wrinkled white coat and a thin red tie. He carried a heavy black medical bag. The ambulance crew doctor bent over Kiriana for a moment. He checked the fallen man's fixed and staring eyes with a small penlight and felt for a pulse. Then he sighed and shook his head.
"This poor fellow is dead. There's nothing I can do for him now."
He looked around the circle of faces.
"Right. Who can tell me what happened here?"
The blond-haired man shrugged his shoulders expressively.
"It was an accident. We bumped into each other, and he slipped and went down on the ice over there. I tried to help him up, but then he just, stopped breathing."
The doctor frowned.
"I see, sir. Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to ride along with us to the hospital. There are forms to fill out, and the militia will want to take an official statement from you."
He turned to the rest of the bystanders.
"What about the rest of you? Did anyone else see anything useful?"
There was silence from the crowd of bystanders. The young doctor snorted cynically. He motioned to the two paramedics with the stretcher.
"Load them up."